have a dance. You could, well, you would call them a dance, wouldn't you?
Let's see. I wouldn't call them a dance. I don't. I think I'd call them a kid party.
A kid party. Do you ever hear it called a hoedown?
Well, that would be a genuine, in this locality, a hoedown is just a genuine square dance. It wouldn't be a, mm-hmm. Your kids at your high schools don't go in for that kind of stuff. But, in this locality, anyway, I don't know, maybe in others they do.
Well, did you ever hear a hoedown called a breakdown or a German? Mm-hmm. You've heard breakdown.
Yeah, well, it's a German. Yeah.
And you've heard a break. You've heard a German called German.
Well, in a different. There's again where your nationality comes in. You'd get that in a German breakdown. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, some people use the word. They call it, instead of calling it a dance, they call it a German.
No. Hmm. I've never heard that. It might be it.
Well, back when you were a boy, what would they call a dance?
Oh, but just a dance.
They'd call it a dance.
Well, that's carried into the name hoedown for a long time. If it was a square dance where there was a lot of country guys dancing, we'd call it, oh, the fact of the matter, I used to, when I was a young guy, call square dances. With the gang of us to get together and call these square dances, you know, and I've danced all over this section of the country.
Well,
You know, square dancing in this locality and around South Bend is got to be quite a sport. I don't know why.
I didn't know it had been here, but I...
Some localities, and then you get in other localities, why it's... You had 2 years ago, you had dozens of square dance clubs around South Bend, Niles, and Elkhart, and Goshen, there. I had a brother-in-law that, he never danced for much of anything. He got interested in going square dancing.
Oh, yeah? And
along with two or three square dance clubs.
Huh.
Fact of the matter, I went to the, he invited me to go along to the Notre Dame Drill Hall, and the, they had a square dance festival for the March of Dimes a few years ago. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Notre Dame Drill Hall.
No.
But that's one of the biggest in the country. And I probably the biggest accommodation in South Bend. And that thing was full. I never seen the thing was practically packed. But it was square dance clubs from Northern Indiana and Southern Michigan. And they danced all evening. They never used the same caller twice, and the same band twice. Each square dance club had their own band.
Yeah,
it was really a mammoth affair. I was dumbfounded to think that there was. And they called some of their dances the old hoedowns and quadrilles and things like that. You know that you've heard. Very few young people know what a quadrille is. I practically don't know it myself, but it's a step in a square dance us younger guys don't know at all, but some of the old boys did. You ever hear of a shoddish?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's very little of that around here, but in the past years.
Well, it's a foreign dance, essentially.
Well, I suppose maybe it is, but it's a German shoddish. It's a, the Germans did it.
Yeah. Well, they
your polkas or your Polish dances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If a kid didn't feel like going to history class or something, and he just bugged out, what expression would you use for what he did?